Wow, what a week this has been with movies so far. And is it going to get better? Well, I kind of hope so. But at the same time, I just like to prepare you that movies are just kind of all over the place, where there's good weeks and bad weeks. And most weeks, like this one, where it's a little bit of everything. So that's always an interesting perspective to come and address this as. And the movie that we're going to be talking about today is pretty much just as controversial and just as memorable. If you are a music lover, I hope you know which title I'm getting ready to be talking about. The name Amy Winehouse is synonymous and absolutely iconic. Her voice, her style of music, just, I mean, of this generation, was it as iconic as like Elvis and the Beatles and things like that? In its own way, yes. Was it enough to really mark her place in history? Also, I would also say yes to that. She was a person that needed to live her songs. She needed to live the experience. Pardon me just for a second here, sorry. I know better than to start my show without taking a drink. I should not have done that. But like I said, you get the real me. I don't want to bother editing all this stuff out. But in this one, like I said, Amy Winehouse, she needed to live her music. She needed to experience what she sang about, what she wrote about. She was not going to ever be the typical bubblegum pop star she was compared to the Spice Girls. This was in the era when the Spice Girls and everything were big. And just kind of making a name for themselves. And she was never going to be anything like that. Just, she wanted to stand out. She wanted to share music with the world. And music that actually meant something to her. She didn't want to sing other people's songs. She didn't want to just be one another run-of-the-mill cookie-cutter singer. And she was anything but. She really lived her life, her way, on her terms. Sorry, forgive the sound here, but Taro is walking right by my microphone here. So you are getting a kitty rubbing up against the microphone. Come here, Taro. I'm sure that's really nice to hear on the ears, so I apologize. Come here, baby. Okay. I love you. Yeah, he's my baby. They're all my babies, but yeah, he is spoiled rotten. So, well, technically they all are, but yeah. Yes, you guys want numbs. I know, I gotta feed you this morning. Yes, I do. Just let mommy get done with the program. Yeah, let mommy get done with the program. Sorry. That's one of the things. It's like sometimes I can get through a whole program some days, and other days they just want my attention. And again, I probably should have fed them before I came in here this morning. They are all going to eat. They eat better than I do most days. But with this movie, it's called Back to Black. And I'm going to start right off with the score. I don't want to leave you hanging. I'm giving Back to Black a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It really gave an insight into her. Now, there was a movie that came out a couple years back, and it was just titled Amy. And it was a little bit more of a bit of, it was still a movie, but it kind of was playing out a little bit like a documentary of sorts. And that one was a lot harder to get into. And I will be reviewing that in the upcoming future for my audience out there as well. But this one, I wanted to completely review this one on its own, because this really looks at her home life, the life with her parents, of really why she felt the need to share the music that she did. And that's really what this story goes into. It deals with a lot of very adult topics. It's getting a guilty rating on the Deputy scale. It deals with alcohol and drugs and sex, and there's some nudity and just kind of all of that. So if you're not prepared for that, then I would at least be prepared on something like this. And like I said, she was never going to be the typical bubblegum pop star. And this, for people that ever thought that she should be, this kind of explains more of her side of it. And this was, I mean, she's no longer here to tell us her side of the story, but this one I felt did a really good job telling her side of the story. So if this is one that you've been wanting to see, it, like I said, it really goes deeper into her life. If you were a fan of her music, then this is one that you probably won't want to miss. If you are not a fan of her music and you want to look into her a little bit more, this would really give you an insight into her life. Her family and everything was involved with this as well. So I'm really interested to see if there's going to be any more like re-releases of her music or kind of what's going to be going on with that. It's like she's kind of, her music has kind of fallen along the wayside. It was that alternative British type rock that it really went big during its time frame, but it's not as big now as it once was. And so I'm kind of hoping that it will have a little bit of a reawakening after a story such as this. So once again, I hope that this has helped you. And if you always want to get the latest and greatest, you know which buttons to push. And of course, I will be back soon with more. Bye.